All right, you're tuned into a Sorted Hour. Does this sound weird? It sounds weird to me. This is a Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. And yeah, station is 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, now we're going to play some rock and roll. Shout out to Hell Yeah Winnipeg for a great set to lead us into the evening. Got some new stuff to debut, as always. Man, this just sounds weird. I hope it's only on my end here, but it sounds really distorted. You probably...
No, sorry to interrupt, but mine was distorted too.
Oh, does it?
Things sounded like...
Yeah. Does it sound like that out there?
No, but on the board it does.
Okay, whatever. We'll get through it. You guys, if you're a regular listener, you probably know that Hip Priests are a band I play quite regularly. I consider myself a pretty big fan of them, so much so that I'm actually in the fan club. And being so, gives me a lot of cool little exclusives that their releases come with. Most of the time, it's stickers or little knickknacks, trading cards, stuff like that. They recently re-released their second album, Full Tilt BS. I think it went out a couple, maybe 2011, 2012, somewhere around there. They released it, and it sold out pretty quickly. It's no longer in print, so they re-released it. And for anybody in the fan club, you also got a CD of the album that they recorded with their older singer, who had left the band before the album came out. And when they got their new singer, they decided to re-record the album, and that's the version that everybody knows. So yeah, I got my hands on this pretty cool exclusive recording of the whole album recorded with the old singer. There's a couple of tracks that weren't on the newer version that appeared on earlier EPs. Most of the stuff is pretty much released, or at least you've heard the songs before. But one song, never heard before, so I thought I'd give you all a treat and hear some exclusive Hip Priests. So we're going to get things started with Halo of Thighs. This is from their Lost Tapes, Full Tilt BS on Sorted Hour. Yeah.
Over a handful of local shows since last summer, Quintet Beth have been honing their songcraft and tightening their live set. And on Saturday, May 27th, the group is set to debut their self-titled EP at a special show in a historic setting. What better place to see the band's rapturous performance than in a church? Joined by opener Slattern, Beth take the stage of the Crescent Fort Rouge United Church at 525 Wardlaw Avenue, and advance tickets for this special night of music are only $10 plus fees and can be purchased now at Music Trader and online at Ticketfly.com. Get yours and come celebrate the debut release from Beth Saturday, May 27th with special guest Slattern. Proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, welcome back. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Ranson. That was the Almighty Spread Eagle with their track Flying High from their self-titled album. Going back to 03, that was released on Scratch Records, which is also a record store in Vancouver. And I had the pleasure of going in there one time years and years and years ago. I was a mere child of 18 when I went in there. Keith Perry, the drummer for Superconductor, I believe owned it or does own it, or I don't know if he's still involved or if it's even a thing. Is Scratch Records still around? I don't know. I don't hear too much from them. But yeah, and I was quite taken aback with what an actual record store looks like. I think I bought the Superconductor LP when I was there too. Spread Eagle, they're awesome. Oh, and three of the members went on to form Ancients, so that's always a cool thing. Destroy All Gondolas. Before that, with their track Speed Wolf off their brand new album Laguna di Satana, coming out of Venice. Great, great new album. The Von Rebels from Montreal before that with their take on Rose Tattoo song Nice Boys. That's from their album Killing Machine. And we started the set off with the Hip Priests with a track called Halo of Thighs. That's that's off of the Full Tilt BS Lost Tapes recording from when they recorded it with their first singer before he had left. And that track never got re-recorded, or at least never got re-released on the newer version of Full Tilt that they recorded with their newer singer, Nathan Von Cruz. We got a great show coming up on Wednesday at the Handsome Daughter. Dead Quiet from Vancouver, I believe, with a member of Barnburner and a member of the aforementioned Ancients. They're on tour with Woodhawk from Calgary in support of their new album, Beyond the Sun, and supporting our Winnipeg's own Dead Ranch, who just released Brumation. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from Dead Ranch and Woodhawk, and I'll be getting one of the guys from Woodhawk on the phone after that. So we'll do a bit of chatting about the tour and the album and all sorts of cool stuff. So stay tuned for that. But here's Dead Ranch to get things started.
Yeah. Early bird tickets for the 2017 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. Taking place from July 6th through 9th in historic Birds Hill Park, the 44th festival lineup includes quintessential Canadian singer-songwriter City in Color, alt-country queen Brandi Carlile, legendary folk activist Bruce Coburn, and pop legends the Bare Naked Ladies, plus more than 65 other great acts sure to warm your musical soul. Adult four-day passes start at only $229. Youth and senior passes will only set you back $145. And as always, kids under 12 are free all weekend long. Get yours today at the Winnipeg Folk Festival offices, 203-211 Bannatyne at Albert, or through winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Don't delay. Early bird tickets always move fast, and prices increase as of May 1st. Get your tickets for the 2017 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard. July 6th through 9th at Birds Hill Park. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
All right, welcome back. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. That was Woodhawk before the commercial with their track Lawless from their brand new album, Beyond the Sun. I've got Turner, who does vocals and guitar, on the phone. So we're going to go to an interview with him right away, if I can get this thing to work. Hey, Turner, are you there?
I am here.
All right. It works. It's a miracle, the wonders of modern technology. So you play guitar and you do the vocals for Woodhawk?
I do.
Okay. And introduce some of the other guys who aren't able to talk right now.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we have Kevin Nelson on drums, and then we have Mike Badmington on bass and vocals as well.
Cool. So you're on tour now with Dead Quiet?
Yes.
All right. So my next question was going to be, how's it going so far? But
I guess you already know the answer to that.
Yeah, but maybe you want to share that with everybody. I don't know. Has there been an announcement made?
We announced it. Yes. Unfortunately, we just broke down outside of Red Deer and we're rushing to get to Edmonton. We were already running late coming back from BC because they had a ton of mudslides and floods, so we were held back by a bunch of road closures. And then, I mean, stuff can only get worse. We broke down, our vehicle just died right outside of Red Deer, so we're kind of scrambling to kind of sort it out. We think we'll make Edmonton tonight, but we'll be cutting it close.
Oh, geez. Well, fingers crossed for you guys. Fingers crossed. Hope that works out. And so far, like, how many dates have you guys done so far?
We've played four shows in so far. This will be the fifth, and we still have five more to go. So it's 10 shows in 10 days.
So just halfway through. right on. And did you guys start it off in on the West Coast there and kind of making your way over?
Yeah, we started off in Vancouver, went to Nanaimo, Victoria, Kelowna last night, and, Edmonton tonight.
Yeah. And other than the breakdown, it's been going pretty good.
Yeah, the shows have been just getting better every single night. I mean, Vancouver on a Thursday, didn't expect too much, but it was a great turnout, and Nanaimo was great. Victoria was absolutely packed, and for a Sunday night, even in Kelowna, it was insane. We couldn't have been more thankful for how great it's been going.
Nice, right on. That's always good. And the guys in Dead Quiet, are they pretty good to tour with?
Oh, they're the best guys in the world. They have the biggest hearts. They're also one of our, like, personal favorite bands. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like a bucket list band that we wanted to tour with, let alone have Kevin Keegan sing on our record. So
nice.
Yeah, it's just been an absolute pleasure having them. We all compiled into one vehicle for the island to save some ferry fees, and it's just been a blast.
One big happy family, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
That's always good to have to tour with a band that you really get along with and that you click, and makes things go so much smoother.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Beyond the Sun, this is your guys' second album, is it?
It's our first full length. It's our second release. We didn't EP back in 2014.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. And did that actually get a physical release, or was that digital only? Or
We did digital originally, just expecting it to go that way, and then we did a small run of about, I think, 200 CDs, and they sold out really quick. So we're going to end up repressing the EP. But yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And this album, is it getting just a CD, or is there any talk about getting an LP pressed for it?
Yeah, we had vinyl right from the get-go.
Oh, nice.
CD and digital, and believe it or not, but we're almost actually sold out of our vinyl, so we're going to get a repress done pretty soon.
Cool, cool. And what label was that, did you guys go with on that?
That was just ourselves. That was DIY. Oh,
right on, right on.
Yeah.
And I noticed, I couldn't help but notice that it was recorded by Jesse Gander.
Of course. We were big fans of his, of a lot of his work for so long. So again, kind of a bucket list thing to go out there and work with him. And we, when he took over the New Rain City, which was previously Greenhouse Studios, the cards couldn't have lined up any better. So working with him was just an absolute pleasure. And I personally, at this point, say I wouldn't work with anyone else but him.
Yeah, I mean, his recordings are amazing. Like,
he's legendary.
He is. He's the go-to guy, really, for heavy music right now in at least Western Canada. And it's you can tell almost immediately that you're listening to something that was recorded by him. I found it interesting too that you're touring with Dead Quiet. They had their album recorded by Jesse as well, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Their new one with him just in February.
Okay. The opening band you guys are doing, the Dayton Winnipeg here.
Dead Ranch, yeah.
Dead Ranch.
They flew Jesse out.
Yeah, both of their albums were recorded by them. So
I think the Winnipeg show should be Jesse Gander Presents.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised he's not on tour with you guys.
Yeah.
So, that show's coming up on Wednesday, as long as the stars are going to align now.
They will align.
That'll be at the Handsome Daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, right on. That's a nice venue.
We've heard that. We're really excited to play.
Yeah, so this is your first time in Winnipeg?
Yeah, this band. I mean, like, all of us individually have been in bands before that have played in Winnipeg, but
okay.
Our first time is Woodhawk coming to Winnipeg.
Cool, cool. What are some of the other bands you guys have played in?
Well, our drummer Kevin has been in numerous bands, everything from Tree Burning, Doberman, Gnosis, and then Mike and I played in a band called Shotgun Dolls, which is kind of like a post-rock kind of punk band.
Okay.
That kind of toured. We used to always play like the Cavern Club and the Zoo.
Oh yeah.
In the day. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. Well,
where we come from.
Is there a favorite spot you're looking forward to seeing in Winnipeg?
I mean, Mike and I really loved the Cavern Club. Every time we used to play there as kids, it would sell out. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a nice little place.
Is little Pizza Heaven still next door?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's still around.
I still love that place. It was great.
Oh, their garlic buttered crust? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just craving that.
Yeah, so yeah, that's still around. I know a lot of, it seems a lot of touring bands seem to want to go to a place called VJ's. It's like a drive-in burger stand right on Main and Broadway. So if you get a chance, I don't know if you guys are burger fans at all, but that's definitely a place to go to as well.
Duly noted.
All right. So is there any particular song that you want me to play off the new album? I played Lawless right before we came on, but is there a favorite of yours?
I'm going to pick Chrononaut. I think it's kind of a good closer. It'll close out the interview nicely, and it's a nice closer to the album. I like that song.
Yeah. I was just looking at that song, too. Cool, cool. Well, thanks so much for taking some time out. I know you're probably going crazy right now, so...
We'll get it figured out. It's a minor issue.
Yeah, I hope so. Always sucks to hear stuff like that, especially with a hardworking independent band. I mean, it's not like you guys have, you know, a whole lot of support coming from, obviously, you don't have a label, so there's not anything there. And I hope everything works out for you guys. I hope you make it to Winnipeg, obviously. Is there a date you've got in between here in Edmonton?
Yeah, we play Saskatoon tomorrow night.
Okay.
And then Winnipeg and then Regina after.
Okay, so Winnipeg's kind of the farthest east you're coming?
Yeah, on this run, I think we're going to go further east and hit Winnipeg again in, if not the fall, we'll be there in the spring of next year.
Okay, right on. Good stuff. All right. So, thanks for talking, and all the best to you guys. And hopefully we'll be able to see you on Wednesday.
You will definitely see us.
Excellent.
I guarantee it.
Okay. That's right. That's what I like to hear.
Of course.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Take care. Have a good night.
Take care. You too. Bye.
Bye.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
All right, you're tuned into Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. And that was Dead Quiet with the track My Finest Hour from their self-titled album. It goes back a couple of years now, I think. Yeah, 2015. Before that, we heard Chrononaut by Woodhawk from their newest album Beyond the Sun. You can catch both of those bands at the Handsome Daughter this Wednesday with along with Dead Ranch. So that's like three crazy good bands for the price of one. If you're going to, you know, one of those bigger venues, it's probably the price of one. I mean, some of those bigger like concerts are insane how much the tickets are now. So yeah, these are the bands you want to support. Go check it out Wednesday, Handsome Daughter. I had this band come on my radar not too long ago called Yo No Say from Bristol, UK. I'm not sure really how they popped up on my radar, but there's just something about them that stood out. I don't know what it is. They've got this kind of this hard noise, this hard sound to pin down. It's very retro rock, but kind of crazy at the same time. I don't know. I keep thinking of Sir Lord Baltimore, but it's not like as beefy as that. Maybe it's just like kind of chaotic. Yeah. So they just released a 7-inch, and why not listen to a song? Because that's what we do here. Here we go. Temple Kiss from Yo No Say on Assorted Hour. Coming right up. Ta-da. Wonders of Modern Technology. Shazam. No, that didn't work. Ala Kapow. No, that didn't work either. let's see here. How do I get this to work? I do not get it to work. So obviously, something's going on here. Yeah, we're not going to be able to hear that right now, unless I do something really quick here. But that's probably not going to happen because I'm not a very quick person. So I'm just going to keep talking and hopefully I can rig something up that that will keep you all satisfied and me not from going crazy here. I don't even know anymore. Hey, here we go. I can actually do this. This is going to happen. Yo No Say. This is Temple Kiss on Assorted Hour.
groundbreaking crowdfunded news site Canalant has already conquered the airwaves with its syndicated podcast / radio show, and now Jesse Brown looks to grow the reach with the Canalant Guide to Canada Live Tour, a series of stories, slides, films, and highlights of Canadian film and TV comes to the Park Theatre Tuesday, May 16th for one night only. Advance tickets are only $18 plus fees and are going fast. So get yours at Music Trader, Park Theater, or online at Ticketfly.com. So don't miss out on the satirical and entertaining look at our nation's history. The Canada Land Guide to Canada Live is at the Park Theater on Tuesday, May 16th. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, and we are just about out of time here, so I'm just going to run down what we just heard. That was Hawks. Track was Single Handed from their newest album, No Cash Value, recorded by Steve Albini. Those guys, I think, from Minneapolis or somewhere around there. They're from Middle East, I'm sure. Bazooko before that with Love is in the Air. Like, not in the air, but indie, as in, like, indie band. It's a little clever play on words. Those guys from Italy, was released on Retrovox Records, and Yo No Se started the set off with Temple Kiss. So I'm going to leave you with a new track from the latest Transistor 66 release, Surprise Party, local band, psychedelic, noisy, it's all good. This is Gloom. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. I've been your host, Jeremy Rancid.